During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major areas. I'm Aaron Baggett. We're joined today by Dr. Alan Seward, Associate Professor and Chair of Finance, Insurance, and Real Estate in the Hankamer School of Business. Welcome, Dr. Seward.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
I want to focus on the finance major. And really, it's a training program that's primarily designed for students that are entering the job market. We do have some students that go into graduate school, but it's a job market focus that's there. And the features are really to give a good theoretical foundation so that the students, when they graduate, are trainable. We'll talk about this in a moment, but a lot of the jobs that you go into are jobs that have training programs that last from 6 to 24 months. And so our goal is to get the students to demonstrate they have the ability to enter and succeed in those programs, but also have an appropriate background that they can go through them and come out with good outcomes at the end.
Okay. What types of students might find themselves being a good fit?
There's this great saying that physics is applied math, and that economics is applied physics, and that finance is applied economics. And so there's a framework in there that has a kernel of truth to it that describes what we do in finance. But it is true that a student has to be fairly good at math in order for them to succeed both in our curriculum, but also in the career options that you follow thereafter. It's not that there's no benefit for somebody who's weak in math from studying finance, but for majoring, you really do have to have some strength in that area.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there opportunities for undergraduates to, you know, work with other professors or their faculty on various projects or research?
We have some exceptional opportunities. Anybody who walks into the business school in the Cashin building, when you walk in the main floor, there's this room that we refer to as the cool room, because students look at it and they go, cool. I mean, it's really remarkable. It looks like a trading room for a financial market mm-hmm. center. We've actually had some professional trading companies, representatives on campus, and they talk about it being better than their facilities at work. It's remarkable. That class, the students manage a live portfolio. It's currently about $4 million. So they make the investment decisions. They're trained. They make recommendations to a board, but the board has always accepted their recommendations. And the returns are real. As the markets collapsed, one of the really fun stories is we had a group of students one semester that managed to lose $1 million during the semester. It's a great learning experience. They hated it, but it was a great learning experience. So we love that element. We have a couple of other fairly unique opportunities. We have an angel network that's established here at Baylor, and there's coursework with the right preparation that you can get into to allow you to work in that particular field. And we also have a specialized course in venture capital. And those opportunities allow students to interact with real venture capitalists to consider actual proposals, business deals at the initiation stage, and participate in the decision-making process. So there's some really excellent opportunities there.
Now, talk about the course sequence and students who may get a late start in deciding to, you know, enter into the business school and their timeline.
Okay. At Baylor, as is true of a lot of schools, you're not actually admitted to the business school until your junior year. So the pre-business curriculum that you would follow would be the same for any business major, whether it's finance or economics or accounting or marketing. You would have this same basic core. So the decision to be a finance major really does not affect course sequencing until your junior year for most cases. There are a few exceptions to that. We also have students that start out not as pre-business. They just start out in arts and sciences. About half your coursework in the BBA degree has to be in the College of Arts and Sciences. So you can spend about 2 years there before you decide you want to be in business and still be able to graduate within the four-year window of time that we aspire for. So I think it works out well.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular licenses or certifications required for a career in finance and related?
The finance major leads to a wide variety of careers, and so the answer is for some careers, yes, and for other careers, no. There is a good certification, the CFA, that is highly recommended in the field. Students will often begin that while they're an undergraduate, though they typically don't complete it until about a year after they have graduated. And the other areas within the department, we have majors in risk management and insurance, which has a set of certifications that students can pursue. The financial services and planning major that we have at Baylor actually allow students to prepare for the CFP exam. And if you're going to be a personal financial planner, that's a good designation to have as part of your background.
The CFP, Certified Financial Planner?
Yes.
And the CFA, what is the CFA?
Chartered Financial Analyst.
Chartered Financial Analyst. What are some things that students can do to best prepare for careers related to this major?
The careers, if I'm thinking about a student graduating and entering the job market, wherever they look best, obviously the finance major is a real asset value. The majority of our finance majors pick up second majors, and the ones that seem to be most common are economics and accounting. And so a paired major is really a good background to have. There are a subset of the careers that if you have a math minor, that's a desirable thing because of the programming and modeling that you're going to be engaged in. But beyond just the academic preparation, it's really important for the students to have, the phrase often used by recruiters is demonstrated leadership potential. So we want you to be involved in organizations at Baylor and beyond, and moving into leadership positions and taking responsibility in those organizations. The final component is it's really important to have internships, if that's at all possible. Mm-hmm. The students that seem to land the better jobs have a series of internships. After your freshman year, that's a really difficult thing to do because, frankly, you haven't learned very much. But by starting by your sophomore year, you've got enough in your background that you can start picking up business internships. And if you'll string a couple of those in increasing complexity and job responsibility, that becomes a very strong selling point when you get to the interviews with the major firms.
What are some of the misconceptions about this field?
I thought about that a little bit. And what I really think about is when you watch movies or television, they really highlight things, you know, finance people that are involved in Ponzi schemes or defrauding investors, or there's this, you know, boiler room or Wall Street movie, and you have this idea that's this high pressure trading situation. And that's really such, well, I hope fraud has never happened, but it's really such a small area of the jobs that are out there that you have kind of the wrong image that's out there. It is a lot of analytical, it's very involved with people, and it's something that's fundamentally at a very service level. If I would pick on financial planning, I would say it's almost the other extreme. If you do financial planning, what you're helping is people that are trying to save for a secure retirement. And you're just helping them make wise decisions, you know, balancing their portfolio and extending into other asset classes so that when the stock market collapses as it does 2 years ago, it doesn't cause people who are elderly to live in poverty. I mean, there's a service component to it that's integral within virtually every job that finance majors have.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of your program?
Again, the list is really quite wide. So one of the things I would do for Baylor students is encourage them to go to the website. We actually have a listing of whatever last year's grads went companies they went to work for. So you can look it up there. Job titles, the categories fall. You certainly have people that go into investments, but there's a range of investments. You can work for an investment banking firm where you're dealing mostly with corporations. You can work with investments where you're dealing with large institutional investors. You can work with investments where you're dealing with individuals who are just planning their own personal wealth management goals that are in there. We have other students that will go into more of a track along consulting. And so they'll work with companies, again, primarily dealing with providing services to mid-range to large market firms where you're helping them put together various plans, whether they're going to be raising money for a particular venture or analyzing investments or considering interesting things in their corporate structure that are there. And then we have a third major area is that we have a lot of finance students that go into the banking industry. And the banking will range from your local small town banker who sort of does everything within the community to banking that works with coordinating financial transactions for multinational firms sort of behind the scenes and not particularly well known.
Are there particular areas of the country where jobs are more available? I mean, I know you mentioned the local bank, of course, that's always an option, but are there other parts of the country which may be more in demand?
For finance majors, it's a fairly ubiquitous demand. Where there's business, there's a demand for finance majors. But there is certain markets. If you want to be in investment banking, it needs to be a large population center. So we have some of our graduates that are in Dallas and Houston, but some also in New York and Chicago. as major financial centers. And so if you're one of the risk management insurance majors, then there are some other markets that are a little bit unusual, Atlanta, Georgia, or Omaha, Nebraska, Connecticut's another major market there. So a little bit depends on how you specialize with it, but level. If you want to work in small firms and small banks, then you're in the smaller communities all the way up to the largest cities and communities that we have.
Is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who are listening?
Yes, and this is an odd piece of advice. I want everybody on earth to be a finance major because there's really no reason to consider anything else. But a finance major is not a good choice for students who are not academically strong. If you're bad at math, it's a bad choice. Take a few electives, but don't try to major in finance. You can graduate from Baylor with a 2.0, but if you're a finance major graduating with a 2.0, you really do not have access to the finance job market. It really takes students that are at least a 3.0, and a 3.5 is better. And so just, you know, orient all of your studies in that direction. But if you're a stronger student, finance is an excellent field to consider.